Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim Klaus on Maches. Everyone, you see me, Chof Aleph. I want to touch on a question which sort of we've been waiting to sort of begs is the idea of we know that many shuls were sold historically, neighborhoods which had originally been Jewish and had need for shuls. Eventually, they lost their Jewish residents and the shuls were sold, and many times to use for even for churches. According to what we're saying, we'd have difficulty understanding how you could sell the shul for that purpose. You're being married the shul from its kedusha, number one, and we would have to assume that the money which was received was only used for the purchase of building a new shul, which many times that wasn't the case. You'd have a neighborhood which the shul sort of died out, and they would sell the money, sell the shul, and they would put the money into some type of an account. And they'd use it to buy cemetery plots or whatever it would be. They didn't have the shul died out and didn't necessarily relocate. They sort of just sell and hold on to the money. So how does this work? How do we find such a concept of selling a shul? So we have two questions. How does the sale work? And how are you allowed to use the money for something other than going up in Kedusha? A third question really is, even if you're going to say that you're going to allow this shul to be sold, there is a Gemara in Megillah which says that a shul which is nechrav, a shul which is no longer standing, it's no longer functioning, you can't use it for a tashmish of bizoyin. You can't use it for some type of a usage which would be denigrated in any way. Would be some type of insulting type of usage. We can't imagine the idea of using a shul for a church to be anything other than insulting. So how does this process work? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kufnun Gimel talks about the idea that when the shul of the town, historically the shul was the shul of the town, was sold under an umbrella which Chazal created called Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir, the seven parnosim of the city, that the Tzibur has taken upon them, has elected them to represent them for financial matters, etc. So here, with the people of the city being present, the sale, you can sell the shul, and you can use the money for other purposes. Use the money for everything that they need, and not necessarily for rebuilding a shul. So how does this work? So the same way we mentioned this idea of the Taz, that at some point when the need for the usage of the item has ended, it's like you Chaskila made a Tanai that it's only going to be Kaddish for that period of time. Chazal came along and said, when you no longer need the shul, so that's the end of the period of time of usage of the shul. The money has to be used for Kedusha. But if the Tzibur being represented by these individuals with the agreement of the community to doing that, it's as if they have retroactively put a Tanai in it, even there wasn't a Tanai put in there. But the power of these individuals is as if they are being mafkia, the Kedusha from the money, removing the Kedusha from the money, as if that the original ration was that it should only be Kaddish for that period of time. Now, they don't say that. There isn't a Tanai which is spoken out like that. And we're saying we're being mechadish, a concept of almost like a retroactive insertion of such a concept, but that seems to be the logic behind the Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir. And Chazal relied on such a concept. It's a Gemara. Now, how far the power of Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir goes, we know that it works for Mechiras Beis HaKnesses to remove the Kedusha on the money. Does it work for Mechira of other Tashmisha Kedusha? This is going to be Machlokes. The Be'er Halacha talks about this, whether this works or not. The Chayyadim will touch upon this. Does this work to remove the kedusha from the money, but not from the building itself, or even works to remove the kedusha from the building? Does it only work through a process of mechira? All of these are questions which are relevant, and if a person would have such a shayla, they should please be in touch with a rav, and a rav should be the person really dealing with this type of question. We're just bringing out that there is a scenario where it's possible to sell a shul, and that's why you see shuls which are sold. This is the process how they're sold. When they're sold to be used for a church, that is not a direct sale. Usually there's an intermediary step. Eventually it's used, the individual buys it for something else. Eventually it's used for a church as well. One last point on this that I want to point out, that there is another exception in regards to the Isra of Mechira. A person is allowed to sell a Sefer Torah or any of the shul, Dorish Kedusha, even Sefer Torah, for the purpose of supporting Limud HaTorah, or to marry off Yesomim. This is the Shulchan Aruch and Simchat Kuf Gimel, Sif Vav. So if we're selling a Sefer Torah for the purpose of learning Torah, that is acceptable. This is a Chubas HaRosh. And to marry off Yesomim or Yesomis, is Mutter as well. Support of Torah, it's important to point out, the Chabad Chaim, the Chayyarim points out that if we see such a concept, so people who invest tremendous amounts of money to buy a Sefer Torah, and kind of it's a Sefer Torah, we see the Sefer Torah is Kedusha, we're willing to sell it and not have the mitzvah anymore in order to support learning Torah. So Kabbalah Chaim, a person should be interested in focusing his money on supporting Limud HaTorah. If we see people are so excited about the idea of a safer Torah, Kalva Chomer, the importance of supporting Limud HaTorah. Have a good day.